It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kanta. Shout out to Matt in Milwaukee for calling in to suggest this discussion topic.
Reckless driving. We hear about it every day.
Along with emails from Alex saying distracted driving is a growing problem. And Leisha with concerns about speeding and following stop signs. You can join in on the conversation, calling with the question, share your comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. David Pabst is here, Director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety and Technical Services in the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. David, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Good morning. The State Transportation Department saying distracted driving leads to more than 10,000 crashes every year. What has been proven to reduce distracted driving?
Well, I think everyone has to take driving seriously. I think every time we do something that's distracting while you're driving, say, checking for a text or whatever, not even composing one, each time you do that, your mind is distracted, and we just need to put the phone down. And in October, towards the end of October, we have National Buckle Up Phone Down Day, where you can do two things to help save your lives and those of others. And number one, you know, buckle up when you get in the car. And number two, put that phone down while you drive.
Okay, two things there, buckle up, phone down. You know, and when I think about distracted driving, I mean, there's a large screen on the dash of many vehicles, maybe a phone that's mounted on the dash as well. Does it seem like all drivers are perhaps a bit distracted as they go down the road?
Well, there's no doubt. There's so much going on in vehicles. I remember first car I had an AM radio, right? That was as much distraction as I could have, or maybe passengers in the car. But yeah, cars are designed right now with a lot of built-in distractions. But if you use them properly, it can help, you know, make your drive safer. If you have some of the features like automatic braking and whatnot, and adaptive cruise control and lane deviation warnings, et cetera, those are all good things. But if you get so wrapped up in the technology and you're not paying attention to driving, it's all for naught.
David, if you look down at your phone for a moment as you go down the highway even, or even at higher speeds, I was surprised to learn how far a car can travel even by glancing away for a moment, the driver just glancing down for a moment. Can you tell us about that? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, 5 seconds is the normal amount of time it takes to compose or read a quick text, if you will. And during that time, it's as if you're blindfolded and you've driven the length of a football field. Think about where you are and what you're doing. And at 55 miles an hour, if you leave the roadway and have a crash, someone's going to get hurt very, very seriously. So, yeah, taking your eyes off the road, taking your hands off the steering wheel while you're holding the phone, all those are a form of distraction that can be prevented by just putting that phone down.
The Transportation Department says its newest safety campaign, it aims to humanize the people hurt and killed from distracted driving. How does the agency measure the success of these safety campaigns and the approach it takes?
Well, hopefully, you know, number one, we can measure the number of impressions or images that people have seen, and we have that information. But what we like to see, and it takes, you know, 2 to 5 years of actual tracking the data to determine if you're making a true impact. And then we also do surveys where we'll ask people, you know, in a formal way, we have surveys to find out what people's attitudes are towards this kind of thing. And quite frankly, almost everyone admits, you know, at least over 50% of people admit to, using their phone while they're driving. Mm-hmm. And it's probably higher than that.
We're talking about road safety with David Pabst, top official at the State Department of Transportation. Hearing your stories, your questions along the way about what you see out on the road. The number to join in with a question or comment is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. David, in July, the Dane County Sheriff's Office reported an uptick in excessive speeding, and that trend followed state lawmakers in the spring passing steeper fines and steeper jail time for reckless driving. Are the harsher penalties a way to reduce reckless driving?
Well, there are certain people that will respond to that. Absolutely. It's, you know, the fines are there for a reason, and it helps keep people honest and adjust their attitude towards how serious they should be taking it. But reckless driving, you're right, is kind of on the rise. And the Wisconsin State Patrol has written, over double the number of tickets for over 100 miles an hour since the pandemic. So in 2019, we wrote, let's say, 583 citations for 100 miles an hour or more over. And in 2022, that number is close to 1,200. So people need to slow down. They're just taking advantage of the added ability to go fast, I guess.
Aside from steeper penalties, how else can local authorities take steps to reduce reckless driving?
Well, there's engineering and enforcement, and of course, education. And we want to educate people on the dangers of reckless driving. And if your form of reckless driving is combining speeding with, impairment, that's a recipe for disaster. You add any of these things together, and it's a really, really deadly recipe. And so people need to really take stock of what they're thinking, and do I really need to drive this fast? Because our cars are wonderfully safe now. Our newer cars are wonderfully safe. But if you're going 100 miles an hour, you're exceeding the ability of that car to protect you from yourself. And it's just unbelievable that we're seeing such excessive speeds.
Speeding being one example, what are some examples of reckless driving? What is under that heading?
Well, that's kind of a judgment call for an officer. But generally, if you combine any of these behaviors, whether it's a failure to stop at a stop sign, lane deviation, excessive speed, kind of throw any of those together and you have kind of a rolling violation, if you will, that becomes reckless driving. Now, during my time on the road as a state trooper, I saw reckless driving in the form of a single act before a motorcyclist was going down the road and he just popped a wheelie and drove for a quarter of a mile to a half a mile on a wheelie. Now, that's reckless, right? I mean, in and of itself, that's reckless driving. So there are all kinds of things that you can do that are reckless. And even exceeding the speed limit a little bit when the weather is poor could be deemed reckless driving. So anything that is, literally reckless, take the word. It's something that's out of the ordinary that you a normal person would with common sense, if you will, wouldn't do that. It becomes reckless driving.
Let's take a call. Liz in Lyons is with us. Liz, hi, go ahead.
Hi, I'm just wondering if there's any studies regarding construction zones. I know personally, I follow the speed limit in construction zones, and a lot of people do not. I was actually harassed and passed by someone speeding as I was going the posted lowered speed limit in a construction zone, and that is very dangerous. You can kill someone on the side of the road that's just doing their job.
Liz, thank you for the call. David Pabst, go ahead on construction zones.
Right. Well, Liz is absolutely right. It's the speed limits are reducing construction zones because there are people that want to get home after work working in those areas. And I've experienced it too in my personal vehicle where people just fly by you even though the speed limit is reduced. And when there are people around, you just got to think about these people are, just trying to get a work day in safely. You've got all these people that got everything else but them on their mind driving through these construction zones really fast. And so the DOT does recognize the fact that we need enforcement in those zones. And so we do, put troopers out there and local officers in various areas on overtime, if you will, to do some extra patrolling in those areas to keep the speeds down. Because it's absolutely true that you need to, really obey the speed limit when you've got people working close to the road. And that reduced speed sometimes seems silly, but it's there for everybody's safety.
And sometimes there's a person in that road construction crew who is out there trying, lowering their hands, trying to make contact, eye contact with drivers, trying to get them to lower their speeds. Is that another approach? Is trying to make sure the construction team is also doing, whatever it can to get drivers' attention.
Right. So people that work in the construction zones, and some of the ones that are more difficult are the pop-up ones, right? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. The people, you know, they've got this pothole or something that just came up because of the excessive heat or whatever, and they have to do a quick setup. Those are really dangerous because no one's expecting it. You know, on the interstate, a lot of times you have some pre-warning so people know there's something going to be happening. And we try to, you know, there are standards that they have to follow as far as keeping a notification of changes in the way the traffic lanes are and whatnot. But those people that are working there are trained to stay safe, right? And so if there's a Jersey barrier they can stay behind, they'll do that. But there's not always that option. And they are trained to be aware. And they do have authority to direct traffic in some regards to keep themselves safe.
Do those digital signs that track your speed as you go by and they start flashing, do those help at all?
I believe so. Anything that reminds people that they're speeding. Mm-hmm. I love the ones that as you come into a town and they tell you to slow down. And then when you do get below the speed limit that they want or at the speed limit, they say, thank you. You know, that kind of humanizes it as well. And it will stick in your mind the next time you come in there that you'll try to get that thank you right away. So that's kind of a positive way of reinforcement.
David Pabst leads the Bureau of Transportation Safety and Technical Services in the State Department of Transportation. There's more conversation ahead on reckless driving. Call in with your question. Share your views. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks to Alex, Matt, and Leisha for suggesting we talk about reckless driving in Wisconsin. The State Transportation Department cites it's a growing problem here and nationally. Add your question, share thoughts about reckless driving at any point. Call in at 800-642-1234. Talk is right here at 800-642-1234. David Pabst is Director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety and Technical Services at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. David, we have some comments flowing in here. Matt in Mayville called in to ask, when people are caught driving over 100 miles per hour, do you know what percentage are from out of state?
I really don't have that information, but since a lot of it happens on the interstate because of the amount of space that's there, I would assume that it's probably a good percentage that are, but I don't have any solid data right now.
Mike in Boulder Junction called in to say that our state should bring back highway speed cameras that are successfully used in some other states, and that they would also support local taxes to pay for more traffic officers. You know, the idea of speed cameras, where is Wisconsin at with that?
Right now, the legislature is looking at maybe a pilot program at some point to try, especially for construction zones and school zones. So I think it's in the works. I don't want to comment any more than that, but it is a tool that could be used just like officers and education.
Alex sent us an email here, and Alex says distracted and reckless driving seems to be on the rise, and Alex wants to know what more can be done to address the problem. What should drivers do if they see a vehicle driving recklessly?
Well, certainly call 911 and report it, because some people need to get caught, right? And the only way we're going to find out about it sometimes is having people report things and let us know that it's happening, because there's not enough officers to be everywhere at once. So anything that a citizen can do to report and help us do the job, it's much appreciated.
I would assume you would need license plate and the location of where it's happening. Are those the two the most helpful things?
Yeah. Absolutely. You want to know where you are, of course, and if you have a really good description, but don't go out of your way to to catch up or do something like that. Let enforcement do its thing. But whatever information you have, great, share it with the dispatcher.
Leisha in Spring Green says bad driving behavior like running stop signs is super common, Leisha says. And reckless driving can include aggressive driving and tailgating and illegal passing. You know, who should drivers reach out to if they witness distracted driving, Leisha wonders.
Well, it's the same. You can dial 911 and also set the example. You know, everyone needs to be mindful that other people are watching them and that they should, especially if you have young drivers or younger people in your car and you're basically teaching them how to drive, that you need to set a really good example of what to do and what not to do.
We heard from Richard in Osseo, who called in. They're a truck driver and said they see people driving recklessly quite frequently. And Richard suggested that cars be prevented from being operated over posted speed limits and that the GPS systems in vehicles should be enabled to allow law enforcement to send drivers tickets if they speed. So, you know, Richard here has a couple examples of technology that could step in. What do you see there?
Well, I see in the commercial motor vehicle realm, a lot of CMVs are governed, right? So they can only go so fast. And it's an interesting concept to put that down to regular cars and whatnot. And I just don't know how anyone would feel about that other than the fact that, yeah, it makes sense in that if we could control the speeds, and maybe that's something that will happen someday naturally when vehicles move into autonomy and there's fewer human drivers, and because the programming in autonomous vehicles is supposed to obey the laws and not break them. So maybe there's hope there for that in the future.
Carol in Milwaukee called in to say that reckless driving has become so extreme in Carol City, and they think that the mayor should step in and, like, even declare days when no one is allowed to drive. What is the situation like in Milwaukee? What can you tell us?
Well, it is grave there, but I do know that every level of government there is involved in trying to tamp this down. State Patrol helps out the locals as well in trying to reduce reckless driving, and they have a reckless driving reduction initiative, and they have special days where that's what the officers work on that work traffic and whatnot. So it's taking the entire village, right, to try to change this culture, and we need people to slow down. And so again, the influencers have to influence. So grandma and mom and dad and everyone, we have to make sure that everyone is, you know, on board with obeying the laws, whether it's speeding or red lights, tailgating, all these things that we've been talking about. Everyone has to do their part, and they also have to set the example and have that expectation that it's going to be a safe place to work. We're doing everything we can, and we continue to try to find other ways. In fact, the DOT, we have a new initiative using Bobby Portis from Milwaukee Bucks called Control Your Drive, because we need to talk to the young people that are often involved in this kind of driving behavior. And so we're having a relatable person that is a leader in the community take a stand and say, you got to control your drive. You need to stop driving recklessly.
When a police officer pulls someone over for aggressive driving or reckless driving, can they do at that point of contact education for the driver about what is going on and the consequences for others on the road?
Absolutely. And I think every traffic stop is an educational opportunity, and our officers are trained to take advantage of that. And you might be giving a citation, but if you explain why and what is going on and how we need everyone to participate to make driving in Wisconsin as an overall safe place to be and a wonderful state to live in, that we all need to do our part in, you know, slow down, stop tailgating, stop texting, et cetera, et cetera.
We're talking about road safety with David Pabst from the State Department of Transportation, leads the Bureau of Transportation Safety and Technical Services. You can join in on your questions, your comments about road safety and reckless driving at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. David, the State Transportation Department says roundabouts are designed to reduce crashes and improve traffic flow. Is it doing that? Are there forms of infrastructure improvements that can improve driver safety?
Absolutely. And roundabouts is an excellent example. When they first came out, of course, it was something new, right? And we didn't know what to do with them. And as we've learned to drive in them, they're extremely safe. Even though there might be a few more property damage crashes, the crashes there are not nearly as severe as, like, say, a T-bone crash or some other glancing blow. So, yeah, they're working. They're definitely made intersections safer.
Can you describe to us how you view traffic calming approaches and what your agency is working on?
Well, certainly, you know, we primarily work in the rural Wisconsin. We've got the interstates and the state highways and whatnot, but we support the locals as well. And anything that, you know, putting a street, a state highway that's going through a village or something on a road diet where you may used to have four lanes, it's down to two. And anything that helps, you know, people drive a more natural speed, which is traffic calming that you're talking about, it is good. And of course, we know that speed, especially when you're involved with a pedestrian or a bicyclist, is so important to reduce that speed to increase their survivability if, God forbid, they get hit.
Mm. What do you think it takes to change an area's driving culture?
That's the big question, right? What can you do? So in my bureau, we spend federal dollars on educational programming, whether it's public service announcements and other kinds of, you know, educational materials to try to get people to change their attitudes that way. And culture in other countries where driving is much safer, they've managed to do it, but it takes a lot of time. In Wisconsin, I would like to say that we have had a really strong change in our culture because Wisconsin is they embrace alcohol, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of our forms of entertainment, if you will, and strong culture there. But we've countered that in the area of drunk driving, where now we're a low rate state because we have fewer drunk drivers than we did many years ago. And so we've made improvements. There is a social stigma with drinking and driving. Hmm. Drinking and driving is a no-no. It's okay to go and enjoy yourself, but get that safe ride home. And we're doing a good job here in Wisconsin in that area. So I'd like to say kudos to my fellow Wisconsinites in that we are making a difference and the roads are getting safer in those areas. But it seems to be taken over in other areas that we're talking about, like distracted driving and reckless driving. So we need to get it all together and move it forward. And the big question is, you know, start young.
Start young. David, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. And just remember, buckle up and phone down.
Buckle up, phone down. David Pabst, Director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety and Technical Services in the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.